Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Shaya Thousand. She's founder and chief creative officer of the Dreamcatcher Firm, Inc., a lifestyle consulting firm for millennials. The company's mission is to empower and educate millennials to think outside the box while setting smart goals for life and career. So welcome, Shaya.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. So let's talk about thinking outside the box. What do you mean by that when you're talking to millennials?
Thinking outside of the box really focuses on thinking about career options. It's not everyone is not built to go to college. So what does that look like if you're not built to go to college? Everyone is not built to be a lawyer or a doctor. So what does it look like? Do you know about pharmaceutical sales? Do you know about being an entrepreneur? How do you sell yourself in thinking outside of the box for those careers that are non-traditional?
And that is it's a big market for that now. There's so many people that are going out there and starting their own businesses with the technology, with the way it is. It's out there. People are able to work really from anywhere. I mean, you could be in the Amazon and working. You could be whatever, on top of the Great Wall of China if you wanted to be, and probably working. So that really does, when you're talking about the box just got just exploded for people, right? I mean, there almost is no box in a sense. So I like your message of thinking outside the box. And what type of work, knowing, you know, how you work with millennials, you talk to high school students, you consult, you help them, you advise. What type of work is best for the personality of a millennial?
So millennials really thrive off of feeling like they contribute to any company, which is why they are, I want to say, the most socially conscious generation since that of like the 60s. There are a lot of kids that are going for jobs that where they're not getting paid the most money, but really can make an impact. So it's not maybe the Peace Corps now, but it's Teach for America. And they're not all built to be teachers. And Teach for America doesn't want you to even stay within their realm of working. They actually want you to go out and create change in the community. And that's something that's really important to millennials. They want to go out and create change in their community and have an impact. So it's not necessarily a personality type. It's actually, this is the most diverse generation there ever was, and they want to give back, and they want to give back in completely different ways than any generation before them.
Shaya, do you think that millennials feel burdened by expectations, family, so on?
Absolutely not. I used to think that way until in my past career I was a recruiter, and really realizing that yes, they go to school because their parents want them to go to school and get a degree, but they make their own terms and they do a lot of things on their own terms. So they'll choose their high school and college affiliations and clubs by what it is that really goes and motivates them. They may get the degree that their parents want them to get, but they really do go after their passions just in different ways, and it's not even in a rebelling manner. They make sure that they're still doing what their parents are asking them to do at the same time.
Is there a, I don't want to say line of work or type of job that you think fits millennials best, align really with who they are?
I want to say anything in regards to social media, anything in regards to online, because they are the only generation that's never had analog. So with that being the case, all they know is digital. Ask a millennial what's an encyclopedia. They're not going to be able to tell you what that is. So what does that look like in regards to them choosing their careers? They're very digital savvy. They know how to communicate digitally. The area where they have the most opportunity is soft skills and really building those interpersonal skills, because they did not grow up that way. Outside of school, they really didn't do that. These kids don't play in the street with one another on the block anymore. They play video games in the house and they talk to each other over a game online.
Right. So that could be something that is something that they need to build up, a strength, those interpersonal skills. Now, speaking of skills and goals, you talk about the acronym SMART, goals for life and career. Can you go through what those are?
Yes. So building SMART goals, S is for specific. So really making it really specific to what it is you want to do and writing it down and making it plain. Then making it measurable. What time, at what point do you want to accomplish this by? Is it a 6-month goal? Is it short term, long term? And then is it actually attainable? And are you willing to take the steps to achieve that goal? And then is it realistic? So you want to be a millionaire by the time you're 30, but you're 29 right now. So is that necessarily realistic? Or at 18, are you saying, I want to be a millionaire by 30? Bill Gates is someone who was able to do it, and he put himself in a position to do so. So then the next one is going to be timely. Is it timely that you're going to be able to do this? What steps are you taking to get these things done? So it's specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely are these goals. Those are SMART goals.
And what piece of advice in working with millennials and kids and talking to high schools and colleges and so on and what you do in your consulting firm, what piece of advice would you give a millennial that's just getting out into the workplace? And then also, what's the biggest mistake you want them to avoid?
Biggest piece of advice, learn how to market Me, Inc. Just as much as you're interviewing with these companies to get hired, you are your own company. You are your own separate entity. So you are Me, Inc. How do you market yourself? Learn how to market Me, Inc. and find the company where the company culture aligns with your values and you can make an impact. I think the biggest mistake that millennials make is thinking that every industry is very large and you'll never come across these people again. And that's something that's very misconstrued because every industry is actually very small. And if you intend to be in an industry for a long period of time, you don't want to burn bridges. So making sure that when you are having conversations and the impressions that you're having upon people, you're leaving a positive impression. And that's the biggest thing that I want millennials to realize. It's not about, okay, this job is over so I can leave and I don't have to say goodbye. You want to say goodbye. You want to make a lasting positive impression no matter where you are.
Absolutely. And I think, Shia, that goes back to those interpersonal skills, right, that the millennials had trouble with developing as children and growing up because they weren't outside playing on the streets, as you said. Now, I know you've got some excited things coming up. Tell our listeners what you have in the hopper.
Right now, we just launched our website, so dreamcatcherfirm.com, and you can go on there and sign up for our mailing list. I'm actually launching an app within the next month as well, and the app is really going to focus on mind, body, and soul. So some book list options, things to read to stay in the know about millennials, stay in the know about career, personal, and professional development, and then also healthy eating recipes. Everyone's trying to eat healthy and work out, but what does that look like? Sometimes you don't want to think about what you're going to cook. So it's going to be on there as well. Then I have free download templates that you'll be able to get on the app in regards to setting those SMART goals, in regards to planning out your career, finding out what it is you want to do. Career exploration is really big, and there are so many kids out here who don't know what they want to do, and they think they do until they actually do it, and they hate it. So my app is really going to focus on mind, body, and soul and putting those options out there for those free download templates that will make it so you can set those plans for your life and get on the right track to being successful.
Wow, well, thank you. Shia Thousand, it sounds like that app has everything you need. It sounds great. So I want to, again, remind our listeners, you can check out her new website, thedreamcatcherfirm.com, to find out all about more. Sign up for the newsletter. And thank you again for being here, Shia.
Thank you. I'm sorry. The website is going to be dreamcatcherfirm.com. No the. So dreamcatcherfirm.com is the website.
Oh. Okay, perfect. Dreamcatcherfirm.com. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is touching the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.